Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Watson from the Ketamine.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Dubmatic.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Henman and Mike Speck.
It is the Earshot 20. Welcome back to another week of countdown and our 150th show. And it wouldn't be our 150th if Brian wasn't here. So that's what we got going for us, at least this week. Mike Specht is with us this week, guest hosting the show with me. And thank you for being here, because normally doing it alone, it gets lonely.
Yeah, no problem, man. I mean, you talk to yourself enough throughout the week. I figured I'd come in here and help you out. And, you know, number 150 is a good time as any to make my first appearance on the Earshot 20.
It's a good time to start. Brian might enlist you. If you're just tuning in or just joining us and you're not sure what the program is, we're about to count down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Wondering what you'll find if you go to that website? Mike's going to let you know.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
Head on over there, and you can also find us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please reach out to us, get in touch. We've got a good show lined up for you this week. No music news. I know that Stephen was attending Lanya Vanya, and I think he had just a little too much fun, because he's a little under the weather, but he'll be back next week with some more music news. But we've got some things lined up for you. Of course, you've got the top 20, and also chatting with Eric from Doldrums. We're going to be chatting with him about the new album coming up in just a little bit. I was looking at the charts earlier, and I noticed that nothing debuted, and this is the first in a couple of weeks that nothing has actually debuted in the top 20. We have some movement, and some movement down. But our top three are pretty steady, which is, you know, it's normal for this time of year.
It's pretty great. I mean, that means that all 20 albums on the list have a great deal of staying power and longevity. So definitely out there, if you're listening, these are some albums to check out, because they're not easily replaced.
Well, I always say to Brian, every time this happens for a few albums that I know, names that keep coming back, like B.A. Johnston, mm-hmm. He dropped below the top 20 last week, and now he's back in, and he's at number 9. It's just
all that
jumping around that happens. All right, we're going to get into it, and we'll be bringing you the top first 10 of the top 20 in this hour of the program. So follow along with us, enjoy the ride, and we're going to kick things off with your number 20 this week.
This is going to be Viet Cong with March of Progress off of their self-titled album, Viet Cong, and follow. Oh, should I keep going with the?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll cut that out. Okay. Following that, we're going to send it to Spell It Out by Tori Moi, and then a little Death Cab for Cutie with Binary C.
All right, here's Viet Cong, your number 20 this week, their self-titled album, the song March of Progress. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Could not understand.
here. It's the Earshot 20.
And you just heard some Death Cab with Binary C. Prior to that, Tori Moi with Spell It Out and Viet Cong with March of Progress.
So I was looking at the Exclaim website, having a little look, knowing that Stephen wasn't going to be on the show this week, and some artist reveals for a couple of big festivals that are coming up, Alberta's X-Fest and Sonic Boom. But you said that you're going to be attending a concert or two or a festival or two over this summer. And Way Home, was it? Is that the...
Yeah, I'm going to be doing Way Home. It's just north of Toronto. They had a second wave of reveals. I wasn't 100% sure if I was going to be going, but the second wave of reveals really kind of made me want to go. It's Neil Young and The Promise of Real is the one of the headliners now. The Promise of Real is a band Neil Young is recording and touring with right now, and their lead singer is Willie Nelson's son. So, I mean, a couple generations of rock and roll kind of coming together there. Brandon Flowers was another one that was added to the list, but that list includes Modest Mouse, Alt J, Kendrick Lamar, and a ton more. It's going to be outstanding.
Well, and Brandon Flowers also set to play Alberta's X-Fest and Sonic Boom this summer. They have they're sharing the same lineup this September for both their festivals, and list performers for both events has been unveiled, and they include appearances by Ellie Goulding, Hozier, Tenacious D, Brandon Flowers, Mother Mother, TV on the Radio, Tokyo Police Club, some of those names familiar to our listeners. So it sounds like it's going to be a really big summer. I don't go to music festivals, and here's a trick that I didn't know that Brian told me. So he and I went to, I shouldn't say I don't go to festivals, because he and I went to Sappy Fest last summer. But he imparted this wisdom on me, and I didn't realize this. If you wear earplugs, the show becomes that much more enjoyable because it's not as loud. I'm an old man, so I gotta...
Seems like it.
It needs to be more like radio level of, oh, I can turn that down a little bit by putting earplugs in. That's great. And then I can enjoy, you know, further enjoy what's being, you know, presented to me. So I don't know. Do you wear earplugs when you're...
I don't. You know, when it comes to shows, I go in unprotected, and I really enjoy it. It makes it a lot better to have the damage done to your ears at times. I don't know. I attend a lot of festivals, and I've never found that, you know, I've had any kind of, you know, pain or permanent damage to my ears. So yeah, I guess I'm just young and hip and with it, and I
guess
stand
so.
It.
And I'm not. That's part of the problem, I guess. Anyway, you get lots of options this summer. Stephen and I talked about many for the last few weeks, and even more coming your way now with the reveal for X-Fest and Sonic Boom. You can head to exclaim.ca and check that out. We're going to move along now, keep the countdown going, and Mike's going to let you know what's coming up at number 17.
At number 17, we've got the track Roswell by Moon King, and following that, Snackin' After Midnight by King Khan and Barbecue Show.
I do not mind snacking after midnight.
No, it's one of the
especially
the
on barbecue
in life.
Oh, it is. It's so good. Here's Moon King, Roswell. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Crunch, crunch, a crunch, crunch. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
It's the Earshot 20.
And we just heard Snackin' After Midnight by King Khan and Barbecue Show. And prior to that, Roswell by Moon King. Got to see King Khan in Detroit last year and had a pretty shady experience following the show. A friend of mine who I had gone to the show with from Windsor crossing the border had gone home with a gal that he had met at the show, leaving me all by myself.
Always a smart choice.
In Detroit. Yeah, I mean, classic, yeah. Right? So I had to walk home through the mean streets of Detroit, 45 minutes from the shelter all the way to the border, and it was totally dead. I wasn't in the best state of mind at the time. Pretty scary. I ended up running for about a half hour, half the way, just to get back to the border. Interesting time, and thanks to King Khan for that.
It was 45 minutes from the show to the border, or 45 minutes from the show to your doorstep?
Just to the border.
Oh, okay.
Just another 2 minutes across the border on via tunnel bus.
Okay, all right. I was gonna say, you lived that close to the border? That's insane. That's still crazy. Like, who would leave their friend? And
I was for it until I had to walk by myself down Woodward in Detroit to get to the border.
He wouldn't even invite you to be like, hey, just come along and you can sit in the living room or something and wait for me.
Who would do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I would, because I'd be horrified to walk by myself. I'd be like, yeah, I'm coming along, or find me the nearest McDonald's or something, and I'll sit there and use their Wi-Fi and drink a coffee while I'm waiting for you. Anyway, that's pretty scary. Good for you for pushing through.
You gotta be a bro. That's
Well, I guess I'd never do it. I'd be like, nope, I'm either staying with you or you're coming with me, one or the other, because I'm too scared. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and that includes an interview with Eric from Doldrums. But before we get to that, we have your number 15 and 14 respectively, and that's coming up right now. Mike's going to let you know what's in at those spots.
At 15, we got Pressure by Milk and Bone. And after that, we got Death with Dignity by Suffin Stevens.
There you go. Milk and Bone, Pressure. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
You're like good water pressure in a cold, rainy summer. Oh, that you can deliver. I want it bad. You're like good water pressure in a cold, rainy summer. I can feel in my fingers all the lust in the comfort of your bed.
Spirit of my silence, I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where.
there's a forest and an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin. But I don't know where to begin. Again, I lost my strength completely. Oh, be near me, tired old mare, with the wind in your hair. Amethyst and flowers on the table. Is it real or a fable? Well, I suppose a friend is a friend, and we all know how this will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper. Silhouette of a cedar. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window and of my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
It's the Earshot 20.
And we just heard Death with Dignity by Suffin Stevens. In reading that name, there's a J in there. I'm pretty sure it's like it's a soft J, like yogging.
It's,
you know,
it's Suffin Stevens. Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
I didn't want to correct you, but I feel like, and Brian does it to me sometimes. I'm like, you jerk. So
it's all about getting it right.
Yeah, well, that's true. Suffin. There you
Suffin.
Go.
I knew it was a soft J at the very least. And prior to that, we had Pressure by Milk and Bone.
All right, we've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And as promised, the interview with Eric from Doldrums is in there as well. So we're not going to make you wait. Mike's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
At 13, a lucky 13, we're going to get to one of my favorite tracks of the year by one of my favorite bands, Modest Mouse. We're going to be getting to Lampshades on Fire, an absolutely dope tune, so enjoy.
Lampshades on fire, when the lights go out. This is what I really call a party now.
That was Modest Mouse in at number 13 this week on the charts. Thanks for sticking with us through the countdown. And now, as we head to the phone lines, catching up with Eric of Doldrums. The Air Conditioned Nightmare is the name of the newest album. And Eric is on the line. Welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
That's good. So the album fluctuates between high and low energy tracks, starting with high energy Hot Foot. Was it your intention to bring that mix of energy to this album?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the band has kind of evolved into like a kind of dance band over the last 2 years. And that song in particular, I think, totally summed up a lot of the vibes that I wanted this record to remind people of. Because it's listening music. It's not something that you're going to play, you know, that DJs are going to play in a club or something, but it's still something that people want to move to.
And when it came to recording the album, was there something that was most influential in developing your sound and the lyrics?
It's been a kind of a gradual process. It was about a year and a half in total to make this record. So over that time, you know, I recorded some in London, a lot in Montreal where I live, and some in LA where I mixed the record. So each song kind of reminds me of a different place or a different feeling. And the way I've been kind of thinking of it is like, it's like a road trip record, and each of the tracks is like a different place on the map. And I hope that, you know, people listen to when they're traveling and stuff.
So you're on tour now, lots of dates in the U.S. coming up immediately, followed by some European dates, and then to Canada for a show in Toronto. Are there any more dates in the works for Canadian shows?
Yeah, we're going to be doing festivals over the summer. Doing Hillside Festival, which I'm really excited for. I've been going to that since a kid. And Chappie Fest on the East Coast, which is also a really sweet community. And a couple of others. And we'll probably kind of book a few of our own shows over the summer, too. Oh, we're just driving through the desert right now on tour. Going to San Diego. So I'm in Arizona right now, looking out the window.
And what else is in the works besides a busy tour schedule for you?
Well, you know, always just kind of looking to work on the next bunch of songs. And after I'm done touring, I'm definitely looking forward to, like, being a homebody for a bit again.
EndlessDoldrums.com is the website for more and links to the music as well. We're going to get to it and play a track from the album right now. And Eric, good luck on the tour.
All right, thanks, man.
Here is Hot Foot from Doldrums' newest, The Air Conditioned Nightmare. It's at number 12 this week. Your number 11 spot is up after that. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
And we just heard The Great Bear by Great Lake Swimmers, Hot Foot by Doldrums, and Lampshades on Fire by Modest Mouse. And a fun fact, Anthony, I have swam in every single Great Lake, so you could call me the original Great Lake swimmer.
I don't believe it. I just can't believe it. How does that even happen?
I find it troubling that you would disagree with something from my life that I'm telling you. Like, you're just going to sit there and be like, no, that didn't happen.
I mean,
I grew up in Ontario. I grew up on the shores of Superior.
Okay, name them all.
Okay, we got Lake Ontario, Lake Michigan, Huron, Erie, Superior. I think that's five. It's five Great Lakes.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm almost positive that's all of them. I've swam in every single one.
All right, I am calling on all of our Ontario listeners right now. You head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and let us know if those are all the lakes. And if they are, then I'll believe you.
What's going to be the penalty if I'm right? I mean, firstly, I have swam in every Great Lake, so I mean, this isn't even a right and wrong thing. I have done it, but I mean, what's going to be? What are you going to do if I'm right about all the Great Lakes?
Next week, I'll admit
a public
that
admission.
I was wrong,
right.
And that doesn't happen very often because I'm not wrong very often.
I'd also like for you to buy me a coffee as well.
Okay, fair enough.
Bring it in.
Yeah, I can do it.
Deal.
All right, that sounds like a deal to me. We are done the first 10 of the top 20. Can you believe it? We've got your top 10 coming up in just a little bit. But if you're just tuning in and you aren't familiar with the show, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon. Mike Specht is on the other side of the mic. Brian is off this week. And we do this every week. Count down those albums from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus, and Community Radio Voice. It's recorded and broadcast first right here in the Port City and then sent out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You might also be listening to us on radio4all.net if you download the program or if you podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around because in the next hour of the program, we have your top 10, we have the lowdown, and so much more. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.